Jessica Larrabee was a boy when she was born in Sudbury. The 23-year-old now is transitioning from male to female. She lives in Toronto, but was visiting her hometown this past summer. What happened during that visit has led her to file a human rights complaint against a Sudbury women's shelter. Here is Jessica Larrabee explaining what happened.
So I contacted the YWCA and I was seeking shelter. I was having problems with my partner. And so I was seeking safe shelter from the YWCA. And when I called the YWCA, they confirmed that they did have beds available. The YWCA is a safe shelter for abused women. So I contacted them and I was seeking safe shelter. And when I called there, they confirmed that there was a bed available. But once I disclosed that I was transgender or transsexual female, what that means is that I'm transitioning to a male to a female, essentially. Once I disclosed that, they started asking very inappropriate questions about my genitals. They asked me if I have a penis or a vagina, if I stand up, sitting down, if I pee standing up, sitting down. A lot of, you know, questions about my genitals and very sexual questions that if you would ask somebody who is not trans, I believe it would be considered sexual harassment. I filed a human rights complaint on December the 29th, alleging discrimination based on sex. I understand that, not everybody gets being transgender or being transsexual. I understand that. Under the law, they need to accommodate people who are transgender, and there's ways around that. Other shelters have created policies where it makes everybody feel safe but also accommodated.
When you called seeking shelter, did the person at the other end of the line ask you these questions, and then did they say that you wouldn't be able to come in,
yeah,
or what?
Well, they told me they told me that it's their policy that they can't accept me because I'm transgender, and they said it's their policy that they can only accept people who have completed the whole surgery. So the reason why they denied me is because I haven't had complete sex reassignment surgery.
And did they direct you to another shelter, or?
Well, they actually referred me to an all man shelter, and then I took, it's pretty offensive. It's not safe for me to be to an all man shelter, but it's also not safe for the whole environment. People are gonna, the other men are probably gonna have a problem with that.
So I guess you didn't end up going to that shelter?
I didn't go to that shelter, no.
What did you end up doing that that day?
I ended up sleeping in a park, but I didn't really sleep because most of the night I was, it's pretty restless. And I just stayed up, and then I eventually moved back to Toronto.
So you went back the next morning?
Yeah, the next morning, yes. Oh,
okay.
Because there was no shelters that would accept me, and then I was having problems with my partner, so it's definitely safer in Toronto, I would say. What really bothered me is it's not the fact that they didn't let me in the shelter. Like, that really upsets me, but what's even more disturbing to me is the way they hung up the phone on me, at the end of the conversation, they actually hung up the phone on me like I'm a piece of trash.
And so this happened in July, and you said you filed the complaint in December. Did you think about not filing it, or have you sort of thought about this incident a lot over the last few months?
I went back and forth, there was a period where I wasn't going to file this complaint. this isn't something that, most people, they want to do, let alone think about doing. I didn't want to file this complaint, but I think it's very important that they be held accountable, and hopefully after this complaint is settled, whether that's at mediation or hearing, that they'll create some type of policies where this doesn't happen again. Because I don't feel comfortable giving them that information that they can't accept me, and I needed to tell them if I had the surgery or not. And I didn't feel comfortable answering any questions about my genitals, let alone if I had something or didn't have something. I think it was inappropriate. I think the only people who should really know if what I have or what I don't have or what it looks like, the only people who should know is me, my partner, and and I guess the doctors.
You said you recorded the telephone calls. I know they're on YouTube. But did you sort of expect that this was going to be a problem when you decided to record the calls, or?
I've definitely experienced lots of discrimination. So I think the reason why I recorded it is just kind of protect myself.
Because you had a feeling that you might have trouble getting in.
Yeah.
To the shelter.
I did.
What are your thoughts going forward with this complaint?
I think it will be emotionally triggering. And I think that's part of the reason why I didn't want to file the complaint at the beginning. I went back and forth. Do I file it? Do I don't file it? You know, it's emotionally triggering. It's work, right? To even just fill out that application, that's work. But I think it's very important that they create some type of policy so this doesn't happen again.
That's 23-year-old Jessica Larrabee speaking to the CBC's Eric White. Now, for reaction to this human rights complaint, Eric called up YWCA Sudbury, and he spoke with Executive Director Marlene Gorman.
Currently, our mandate is to provide emergency shelter to women and children escaping intimate partner abuse. Our practice with supporting transgendered women leaving violent situations is to provide them with support on intake, make sure that they can be safely housed, and to provide support to them afterwards.
So when you say support and making sure that they can be safely housed, does that mean in your shelter, or in most cases would it mean being directed somewhere else?
It would mean at this point in time, directed somewhere else. Someone who identifies as a transgendered woman, yes, would be referred to another safe space.
And does that procedure involve asking any personal questions regarding their transformation?
No.
No. So it would be if they identify, the protocol comes into place when they identify themselves as being transgendered or transsexual.
Right.
If the person identified themselves as a woman and had previously been a male, would they be admitted then?
I have no idea, because that situation has never happened. You know, our practice was put in place a while ago. And it's being reviewed in terms of how we can best support transgendered women leaving violent situations. You know, we're looking at reviewing our policies and procedures and best practices on safely sheltering male-to-female transgendered women.
And when did that review begin?
It's in the process right now. We've also begun a strategic planning process. And, you know, we know that transgendered women, as well as women with serious mental illness and women with addictions, are at high risk for abuse. And we need to find solutions to best serve the needs of all women. We, as part of our strategic planning process, we are having a community forum on January 20th. And we believe that the needs of you know, women will be presented, as well as people's ideas for solutions. And we want to hear from women who are having difficulty accessing the services that they need. We want to hear from them what they think will work and what they think will not work.
That's Marlene Gorman, Executive Director of the YWCA in Sudbury, speaking with the CBC's Eric White. The complaint has been filed with the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario. It will now be reviewed. The YWCA will have a chance to respond, and an adjudicator will decide whether the complaint will go before the tribunal for a decision. Your thoughts on this story? Always welcome on our TalkBack line. You can call TalkBack toll-free at 1-800-461-1138.